we were encouraged by some of the business people of the town to organize a brass band that could play at some of the public parks here. They collected a subscription of some $300 to purchase a few of the instruments that the men themselves did not care to own, like the bass drum, the big bass, and the double bass. That was in 1889 or 1890, around there. We organized the band and called it the Club Filharmonico Tucsonense. We used to practice in some rooms there at the continuation of Jackson Street between Meyer and Main Streets. We had altogether about 30 members. A good many of the boys owned their own instruments, like clarinets, cornets, baritone, and trombones. We had a quartet of saxophones that were owned by the club and had three altos, three valve trombones, but we didn't have any slide trombones. The first time we played outside of the band room was at Carrillo's Garden. We went down there to drill the men so they could march, form, and play while marching. That is where the Carrillo School is now. It was first Carrillo's Garden, and then they called it the Elysian Grove. They had a rose garden there. They had a shallow lake. The water was very shallow. All they had to do was dig about 8 or 10 feet, and they had a lake. The public subscription of about $300 had been given us to help buy instruments. However, the instruments had cost several times that. Besides, we bought our uniforms, our music. We used to pay $3 a month to pay expenses of the club, pay the rent, the lighting, etc., and we were still meeting at the same place. We had three good-sized rooms, and we connected them together, making a fairly good-sized band room. We played at the park once a week, and sometimes twice a week. We played once a week, usually on Thursdays or Saturdays. Then they organized the Arizona National Guard Company. They used to ask us to play for their parades, most of the time on Sunday afternoon. Well, we didn't mind that very much, but it finally got to a point where it was quite a sacrifice for a good many of the men to leave their work and play in public. As there was no compensation, of course, none of us were playing for money. We were doing it for the pleasure of it. We also played for charitable organizations every year and gave concerts for the benefit of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. That was the principal charitable organization here at the time, and this concert would usually net about $1,000. We also played for some of the fraternal societies when they had their banquets. Of course, we were not a first-class band. We were all beginners, but we didn't attempt to play things that we could not handle.